Hi, friends. Welcome to Sips of Sunshine, the podcast hosted by Amy Ogden. Sips of Sunshine is a place to share inspiration, positivity, and fresh ways of thinking. Thanks for listening. If you enjoy today's episode, please share this sip of sunshine with someone you love. And now, on to today's podcast.
So there's this phrase I love. It's called house money. If you've ever had a great night in Vegas, you know what house money feels like. You sit down at the table with $5,000. Before you know it, you're up to $8,000. You're playing with $3,000 in house money. And here's what I love about house money. It's your money. It's as much your money as that $5,000, but because it feels like a gift, because it came easier to you, you treat it differently. You care less. You put an extra chip on the table. If you lose a little bit, your heart doesn't skip as many beats. Wouldn't it be cool if more things in our life could feel like house money, more like a gift, less like work? Well, they can, and they should. A good way to think about the space before you hit house money is what I'm going to call sufficiency. Sufficiency is what you really need versus the gifts that flow in, the house money. And here's the thing, you guys. The magic is in embracing the sufficiency you have and seeing everything else as house money. A few years ago, I gave away or sold everything I owned. I was living in California on the West Coast in sunny San Diego. I had a two-story townhome, walk-in closets, BMW in the garage, living what anyone would think was a very plentiful and charmed life. Practically overnight, I moved everything into seven boxes, took those with me to New York City, and moved into a 350-square-foot studio apartment. It's hard to describe just how small my home really is. A good way to think of it is it's like living in a small hotel room. But you know what? It's so cool. I have one pot. I have one pan. I have one brown purse. I have one black purse. When you're forced to fit your entire life into a very small space, you get really good at figuring out the wants from the needs. And look, I don't expect you all to pack your lives into seven boxes and move across the country, but I think we all have space in our lives to clean up a little. Maybe you moved into your house 10 years ago and you still have boxes in the garage that you've never even opened. Or maybe you've got that hall closet packed with winter coats that you haven't worn in 3 years. Start with a junk drawer in the kitchen. We've all got some spaces where we can see what sufficiency feels like. You know, we do this funny thing. We all think more would be better. And it doesn't matter how much money you make. You could make $5,000 a year, you could make $5 million a year. But you think more would be better and you'd be happier if you had more. But I want you to do something. I want you to think back right now. There is something you wanted at one point, and you thought that was it. You thought that was the finish line. Maybe it's a certain car that you always thought, like, man, if I can just drive that car, I've made it. Or maybe it's a certain income. You always thought, like, if I can just get to this income level, I am good. I don't ever have to make another penny more. But here's the thing. You're living something in your life right now that you once dreamed of, that you thought was the finish line, and it's not good enough. You changed the mile marker. You moved the finish line. Because that's what we do, right? We get into this loop of setting a goal, setting a finish line, and then we achieve it. But instead of celebrating like you would think you would when you first set that goal, well, that just kind of feels like real life now. It's sort of normalized. And so you set a new finish line. And so now you're working on that. But here's the problem with this. If all we do is set finish lines, and then as soon as we achieve them, rather than celebrating and being proud of ourselves and feeling accomplished, we just move the finish line and then try to get to the next one, we will spend every day of our lives, for the rest of our lives, wanting more, but even more importantly, not being happy with the life we have. So the first thing we need to do is this. We need to acknowledge that the finish line is a fraud. It is fake. It's an illusion. It's a carrot dangling on the end of a string, just always out of reach. Because I promise you, you didn't dream those dreams years ago and think, I can't wait until I achieve X so I can still feel inadequate and want more. But that's how it feels, right? So start here. Make a conscious decision to take all that energy, all that wanting, all that thinking, and put it into right here and love the life you have. I want you to take a minute. I want you to think back on goals you set over your life. I want you to see where you are, and I want you to high-five yourself. You have reached more finish lines than you even know. You are living your dreams. These are the dreams you once dreamed. And when you discount them, you're discounting the dreams you've had over your entire life. So then you're like, okay, great. I love my life. Awesome. Now what? Here's what you're going to do. You're going to love your life, and that's going to open up your energy to more abundance. Let's bring it back to house money, right? Have you ever had something just kind of come into your life easily that usually feels like a lot of work? Like, maybe you work in sales, and normally to close a deal, it takes months of work and grueling meetings and negotiations and contracts, and you want to tear your hair out, right? But somehow a deal just sort of lands on your desk, and it just sort of comes together quickly and closes. Or maybe you get invited to a dinner party, and you're, yeah, sure, you don't know much about it, but I'll show up, and you end up sitting next to someone who completely changes your life. You might call that luck, but I call that the universe. And this is where the magic comes together. When you intentionally choose to love the life you have, rather than chasing the fake finish line, when you put all of your energy into appreciating the abundance you already have, the finish lines you've already crossed, and being proud of what you've done, you open up your energy to the universe, and that's where house money comes in. It's not that you're not doing the work, it's that it comes easier. I want you to think of the universe kind of like you would a boss at a job. If you went to work every day, and instead of loving the job you had and giving it your best, all you did was focus on the next promotion. So you come in every day, and you don't like the work, and you don't like the pay, and you don't like the job you're in, you just want that promotion. Do you really think your boss is going to give you a promotion? But if you come into work every day and you love the job you have, you give it everything you've got, you give it 110%, you appreciate it, and you give it all of your best energy, your boss, much like the universe, is going to look at you and say, I'd be crazy not to promote this person. Look at how good they are. That's how the universe works. The universe looks at you and says, you've been blessed with abundance. You've shown me you can appreciate it. You deserve more. It's not that you do nothing, but it comes easier and it feels like house money. So it's time to break the cycle. It's easy to think of your life like a ladder. You're going to make more money and have a nicer car and have a nicer home. But then once you do that, just going to make even more money and have an even nicer car and have an even nicer home. But if you do this, you'll spend every day of your life for the rest of your life feeling inadequate, and that is no way to live. So instead, I want you to think of it like a dance. You're going to be really centered and love the life you have. You're going to look back on those dreams you dreamed, and you're going to be so proud of all of the finish lines you've crossed. And because of that, your energy is going to open up. And the universe is going to bring opportunities and abundance that you wouldn't have seen before because you were so focused on a fake finish line. But when you're focused on here and now and loving the life you have, your eyes and your heart and your energy are wide open, and that's where more flows in. But here's what's so cool about it, you guys. It feels like house money. It came easier. So you know what that means? You put an extra chip on the table, and when you lose a little bit, your heart doesn't skip as many beats. You live bolder, you live freer, you sleep better at night, your anxiety is lower because you know easy come, easy go. It's not a ladder, it's a dance, it's a flow, and it's real, I promise. So I'd love to challenge everyone to think about this. For 1 year, just try it. You can always go back to your old ways if you're not into it. Be a focus group of one and try it on yourself. Let go of the finish line. Look at the life you have and get really real about it. Look at all the finish lines you've crossed and be so proud and put all of your energy consciously into where you are now. Stop climbing, stop clawing, stop trying, stop begging, stop compromising. Be present and just be where you are. And if this is it, this is amazing. You win. You've already done it. Look at all the finish lines you've crossed. And tell me in a year if your life isn't better, more blessed, more abundant, but also more peaceful and more centered and happier. Because if I know one thing for sure, it's this. You deserve to love the life you have. You deserve to be happy and complete as you are right now. Thank you.
You've just listened to the Sips of Sunshine podcast with your host, Amy Ogden. Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or Google Play, and be sure to visit sipsofsunshine.com for more inspiration. See you at the next episode.